Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what's really worth your investment dollars. Today we're diving deep into Rocket Lab USA, ticker RKLB, and trust me, this one's got some serious momentum in the space sector right now. Rocket Lab has been on fire lately, with a fresh acquisition and multiple contract wins that are expanding its reach beyond just small satellite launches. The stock's had some wild swings, but the underlying business is showing real traction in both launch services and space systems. Let's start with the company itself. Founded back in 2006 and headquartered in Long Beach, California, Rocket Lab specializes in dedicated launch services through its Electron rocket and is building out the larger Neutron vehicle. Under CEO Sir Peter Beck, they've grown to about 2,100 employees and serve a mix of commercial, government, and defense customers. What sets them apart is the end-to-end model, launch, spacecraft systems, and mission operations all under one roof, which helps them capture more of the value chain as the space economy matures. Revenue has been climbing fast. In fiscal 2024, they pulled in roughly $436 million total, with space systems contributing about $311 million and launch services adding $125 million. The geographic split shows the U.S. as the dominant market at around $268 million, followed by Canada and smaller contributions from Japan and the rest of the world. That space systems segment is clearly becoming the bigger driver as they integrate more robotics and satellite tech. On the earnings front, Q1 2026 delivered record revenue of $200.3 million, up over 63% year-over-year, with backlog doubling to $2.2 billion. They're still operating at a net loss, but gross margins are improving, and the top-line growth is validating the strategy. The recent $90 million U.S. Space Force contract, plus the successful ninth Electron launch for Synspective, show execution is solid. Management commentary from the Q1 call highlights how the Motive Space Systems acquisition brings Mars-proven robotics capabilities that open new defense and commercial opportunities. They emphasized maintaining pricing discipline on Neutron pre-bookings while scaling Electron's flight cadence, and noted that the integrated space systems business is already generating the majority of revenue. The tone was confident about hitting key milestones without chasing low-margin deals just to fill the manifest. Looking at the balance sheet, cash and equivalents jumped to $829 million after recent financing, giving them plenty of runway. Total assets sit near $2.3 billion, with manageable debt levels and a current ratio over 4, which is healthy for a growth-stage aerospace company. Free cash flow remains negative as they invest heavily in Neutron development and capacity, but operating cash burn has been trending in the right direction. Valuation-wise, the stock trades at a premium, over 100 times trailing sales, which reflects sky-high expectations for Neutron and the broader space economy. Forward multiples are coming down as revenue scales, but investors are clearly paying for execution on the next-gen rocket and the robotics expansion. It's not cheap, so any slip in launch cadence or contract wins could trigger volatility. On the SWAT side, strengths include proven Electron reliability, a fast-growing backlog, and the new robotics capabilities from Motive. Weaknesses center on ongoing losses and heavy capital needs. Opportunities lie in defense hypersonics testing via HASTE and the space energy angle tied to orbital solar growth. Threats include intensifying competition from SpaceX and valuation compression if growth slows. Recent performance has been strong, up over 180% in the past year, despite some short-term pullbacks, outperforming the broader aerospace and defense group. The stock tends to react sharply to contract news and launch updates, so watching volume around those events is key for timing. All in all, Rocket Lab is executing well on its vision to become a full-stack space player, and the recent momentum in contracts and acquisitions supports the long-term story. That said, the valuation leaves little room for error, so it's one to watch closely for sustained profitability progress. If you're thinking about adding exposure here, size it appropriately and keep an eye on Neutron development milestones. Thanks for hanging out. Drop your thoughts in the comments, and I'll catch you in the next one.